The new record is a testament to songcraft and the power of music. Spend an evening with Jen Lane on Friday, April 8th at 8 p.m. at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive, and get a copy of This Life of Mine to take home with you. For advance tickets or to order the album, head on over to jenlane.com.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 1st of April, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, the No Foolin' Edition. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, one of this city's great artists, Delana Bowen, who was a guest on the show not long ago, has suffered a setback, and her friends are organizing a benefit to help her out. We'll talk about Delana with one of those friends in just a few moments. And then CITR's Russian Tim from Rocket from Russia will be here to talk about the Russian punk music you will hear in United Players' production of Gogol's The Government Inspector, and director Matthew Bissett will be here as well. Plus, lots of local music and a look at what's going on around town this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, it's another sunny day in Vancouver as the month of April begins, and it's noon, so officially April Fool's Day is over. So we're going to play it straight here, so just stop goofing around. Now, to get things started, we've got some local stuff that we want you to hear. This is the great Ace Martins, and they have just released a new CD. No, it's a cassette. It's a tape release, and they're doing a show on the 5th at the Lido, and then they're also going to be playing on the 14th with Aura Kogan's record release show at the Fox, and that, as I said, is on the 14th. But this is a new track from Ace Martins. This cassette is called Palm Springs. The cassette is called... wait a minute. No, everything's called Palm Springs. The song and the cassette. I should read these things first before I talk about them. No. This is the song from the CD of the same name, Palm Springs.
Find me on a desert highway, walking along. I don't know my way and I don't know how I got here or from where I came. I've got no sense of direction. I've got nowhere I'm headed. I'm moving, just moving, keep moving, I'm moving along. sometimes that's all.
So that's one and a half songs off the new release by Ace Martins. The cassette is called Palm Springs, and it will be released on the 5th of April. Don't miss it. On the phone right now, we have Jaylene Stonehouse, who is a local singer and is also part of a group that is doing a special event for Delana Bowen. Hi, Jaylene.
Hi.
Thanks very much for joining us.
You bet.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Delana herself. She is an institution in this city. She's been a blues singer for, I've known about her for at least 40 years.
Yes. I met her in Edmonton more than 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When she was, and I can't remember whether she was a part of the all-girls band at that point or she's moved on from there. But I was, you know, a very young girl and very impressed by this woman. And I have come to know very closely this tour de force. And she is not only an incredible performer that envelops the music, actually takes over her when she's on stage. She's proficient to watch. It's wonderful. But she's also a really integral part of the Downtown Eastside Women Society and offers of her time for that and is part of her Native heritage and has been doing amazing things for so many years.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. In fact, when I spoke with her in December, it was about the Blues for Christmas event that she has been a major part of for 30 years. And
yeah, it was the 30th anniversary last year.
Yeah, another huge event. And then almost immediately after that happened, she had a really tough setback.
It was her first stroke.
Yeah.
And she's had another one since.
Mm-hmm.
So to watch this extremely powerful, always moving woman kind of being stopped directly in her tracks is... it's earth-shattering for anybody. I mean, we're all very close in age.
Yeah.
So you look at that and go, oh, my God, that really could be me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you get to a certain point, and then you start seeing this happen to everyone around you. And, you know, you think you're doing all the right things, and, you know, there's somebody that's been living a good life and taking good care of herself, and it still happens. So what is her condition right now that you can talk about?
Very limited.
Yeah.
She doesn't have half of her body paralyzed as it sometimes happens with a stroke as it affects your brain extremely.
Mm-hmm.
She has limited speech. Her mind moves much faster than she's able to speak.
Yeah.
So that must be extremely frustrating. Being one that's very articulate, as she always has been, to watch her struggle to get words out, you can see the pain in her own mind.
Yeah.
Her mind is betraying her, what's happening. And so she's got a limited mobility. She's walking with a cane. She can't go more than a block or two until she has to sit down because then vertigo sets in and she's tired. So seeing this happen to such a strong woman is frightening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the community is coming together to help her out, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Force. Not one person, unless they've got a scheduling conflict, not one person has said no.
Yeah.
Every single person I've contacted has said, absolutely, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Every single person. And on this, we've got Jim Burns, Murray Porter, Steve Sanis, Keith Bennett, Wes Mackey, Joni Bai, Taylor James, Candy Churchill, Cecile LaRochelle, Jim Foster. So we've got the creme de la creme of Vancouver's local musicians that have been playing here forever.
Yeah.
Since she started the Blues for Christmas with Drew Burns. Wish he could be here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's happening at the Fairview Pub on Tuesday night.
This Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 6.
Yeah.
The show starts at 7, but it goes all night long till, you know, probably 1 o'clock.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the lineup you've got, I mean, everyone's going to have a chance to do maybe a 3-minute song.
Well, no, actually, you know what we've got? We've got 4 full sets plus.
Wow.
So with all the performers, we've got 16 performers, so there's 4 people performing on each set.
Yeah.
And then each set also has 5 different musicians.
Yeah.
So you're going to get, the entertainment is going to be mind-boggling, nonstop, all night long.
It'll be good value for your entertainment dollar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
$15 to see all these great people in one place.
Yep.
It's
yep.
going to be something. And as we say, it's going to go to help Gail get through or help Delana get through what she's going through with the stroke. And
absolutely.
If people want to help out in other ways, there's also an online donation set up.
And an online auction.
Oh, really?
So, oh my God, we've had, there's a $4,200 Mexico vacation. There is a four-day vacation in Ucluelet. There's in an unbelievable hotel.
Yeah.
There's also a two-day vacation in Whistler. There is native artwork. There's jewelry. There's all kinds of stuff. So there's about 25 items online. So how you get to that, it's Bowen Blues Benefit, mm-hmm. 2016, at eflea, eflea.ca, and the auction is right there.
Wow.
You can, and the bids start at like 10% of what they're actually worth.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And everybody has donated everything that's on there, and every cent that's raised goes directly to Delana.
Yeah.
And then we also have a donations page at DelanaGaleBowen.com, donations.
Right. All right, we'll have links to all that stuff on the Dave Radio Facebook page as well. So once again, it's Tuesday night, April 5th, at the Fairview.
At the Fairview, doors open at 6, show starts at 7 promptly, and it'll go all night long.
Yeah. Thanks, Jaylene.
Thank you, Dave.
Jaylene Stenhouse on the phone there. Okay, we're going to hear a little bit of Delana herself. This is This Little Light of Mine.
This little light. Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Do you hear what I'm hearing? Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
And we're back. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio at CITR 101.9 FM. And now I am joined by Matthew Bissett and Russian Tim from CITR's Rocket from Russia. Hi, fellas.
Woohoo! Hello.
Hello, hey. Hello.
And we are here to talk about theater. We're here to talk about the play The Government Inspector by Nikolai Gogol, which is going on right now at the Jericho Arts Center. And this program has never shied away and never been embarrassed about the fact that it's all about nepotism. If I'm doing something or a friend of mine is doing something, we're talking about it. And today it's both, because Matthew is a friend and he's the director and I'm the sound designer.
Yes.
And Tim is the musical consultant. And between the three of us, we put together some interesting sounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about the play itself, Matthew. You're directing it. It's The Government Inspector.
Yep. Let's see. Comedy. Great comedy. One of Russia's great comedies. Not that they turned out a lot, but of the ones that are there, this is a great one. It's from about 1835.
It's a Russian comedy that doesn't end with a suicide.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, they're very sad and they do try to kill a couple people, but there's no actual, someone attempts suicide.
Yeah. But usually like in Chekhov, they're successful.
Well, yeah. So that's what makes this a comedy. Exactly. They only try. yeah. So super funny. It was made into a very famous movie with Danny Kaye in the 50s, I think.
Think so. 40s, Late 40s anyway.
In there.
That was the Inspector General.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was also adapted as an episode of Fawlty Towers.
Oh, yeah.
It was called The Hotel Inspector.
Yeah. Very funny episode.
But, you know, the same basic premise, which is that corrupt city officials are thrown into a panic because a rumor is going around that an official from the Capitol has come to basically report on them.
Yeah.
And how they handle that.
Yeah, badly.
Yeah. So when you called me to do the sound design, you had some ideas about what you wanted the music to sound like and the sound effects and all the rest of that. So what was your idea around or your concept around the music?
Well, it always it starts for me with the fact that it's not a museum. It's not my job to. This is only period instruments from 1835. Like, I don't need to always be. Historically accurate, and certainly in a comedy, what we're aiming to do is to talk to the audience now.
Yeah,
you know, and sure, it's set in 1835, but the costumes as well, and the set, and the sound, they want to talk to the audiences that are coming now in 2016. Mm-hmm. So I knew I wanted it to have that Russian feel, but I also need it certainly as we're moving between scenes, and you want it to drive, you want it to have percussion, and you want it to be exciting and to keep your energy up from, as you're going into a scene or out of a scene, rather than sort of slow things down and people are like, oh, this is a very sad piece of old Russian music. You know, so it wants to be peppy. Russian peppy.
And of course, you know, when I got that instruction, there was only one person I could call on, and that is the great Russian Tim of CITR's Rocket from Russia. So when I contacted you, Tim, what did you think?
I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
First of all, I like the whole book. And I'm always excited to share some great Russian music because obviously it's not as known in North America, but I believe that there's a lot of great Russian bands.
Yeah, yeah. And we ended up picking three of them. Bob Sledge.
Bob Sley.
Yeah. Bob Sley.
Bob Sley, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, and then Billy's band.
Billy's band and Noel.
And Noel, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny enough, you picked all three bands from St. Petersburg. That was an interesting idea. St. Petersburg in Russia is kind of like Vancouver versus Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto is the business big city. Vancouver is kind of more artsy, more modern. No, I don't know how you, what you say. But same with St. Petersburg and Moscow. Moscow is business, government city. St. Petersburg has a lot of art, a lot of bands. And that was interesting that you did that.
Huh. Right. And they keep talking about going to St. Petersburg all the time in the play.
Yeah.
Unlike Chekhov, where they want to go to Moscow. And this, they're always like, oh, St. Petersburg is so great. If only we could get back there from this hellhole.
All right. Well, let's start the play.
Okay.
So the first tune is called Rodina.
Da, 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 yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is great. So this is the cover of a legendary punk rock band from Siberia called Гражданская оборона.
Wow.
This is where I'm from. I'm from Siberia. I'm from Novosibirsk. They are from Omsk. Uh-huh. But they used to hang out. It's only one night away from on the train, so it's very close. People used to hang out together. And this is a legendary punk band. They released a tribute. And Bob Sley, they did a very interesting cover. Completely different vision of the song.
Yeah.
Accordions. Let's enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, Bob Sley got our assistant director all excited. She wanted to, she said, I want to see these guys live. And unfortunately, they don't exist anymore.
Before I left to the CITR, I spoke to the founder of the band.
Yeah.
I messaged her, let her know about this is happening. She said, this is quite unexpected. And duh, unexpected. Nobody expects to use your song in Canada in the government. Yeah, but she said it's unexpected and pleasant.
Good. Well, yes. Maybe this inspires a reunion.
Yeah, hopefully.
Let's hear them. This is Bob Sley.
Слова и музыка Егора Летова. Родина. Исполняет рок-ансамбль Bob Sley.
Поднимается с колен моя родина, вижу, как из пепла восстает моя родина, слышу, как
So that's a couple of tunes from Bobsleigh, featured on the soundtrack of The Government Inspector on now at the Jericho Arts Center. And Russ and Tim, you wanted to say something more about the band?
Yeah. This is like an all-female band. They went through so many different members. There's probably over 20, 25 members in that band. They've broken up by now. But the Bobsleigh, the other cool thing about the title, because Bob, that means like... a female, but the slang word for female.
Right.
So it makes sense being like Bobsleigh, all female band.
Yeah.
The accordion.
Yes.
So good.
Plays an accordion like Eddie Van Halen. It's amazing. All right, so we're going to go back to the play now. This is another... this particular piece was a bit of a challenge for me because it's the piece that opens Act 2.
Right.
And Act 1 ends with a huge party. And Act 2 is kind of the morning after.
Yeah, a little hungover.
Yeah, yeah. But so you want to sort of present that kind of lazy, don't bother me kind of feeling, but just keep the energy going. And I chose this song by a band called Null. So who is Null?
Null is one of the... one of my favorite probably Russian bands. They not one of the top rock bands in Russia, but mm-hmm. they had their period in time. Very interesting story. I started playing as a kid in a punk band with accordion. In the early 90s, their leader committed a murder.
Uh-huh.
Murdered his girlfriend, I believe.
Oh, really?
And he was sent to the psych... how do you call that? The...
psychiatric hospital?
Exactly, okay. Yeah. And then he came out, and then since then he completely changed. He was into religion, then he was into shooting weddings, and completely changed the style of music he plays now. He's more into harp and blues and playing the accordion.
Yeah.
So completely forgot. He says, I don't want to play. I don't want to remember what was before that. He completely wiped out Noel as a band.
Yeah.
Just recently he played a reunion show because people have been asking for 15 years. They played like a weird versions of those songs.
Uh-huh.
But this is for him in the past.
This is pure Null.
Yeah, and exactly that's how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, святих хочеш, от больного сосна льдет. В детстве в голову вбили квасе люди добрые.
Lenin Street by Noel. Yes. So, Tim, what's this song about?
This is a very interesting song about loving and hating your Rodina again, your homeland, your motherland. And this has, like, you know, he says in the song, there's nothing else for me to love, but at the same time, I hate it because, and it leads to a little bit of the Soviet propaganda.
Yeah.
And, like, every city in Russia has Lenin Street. It's just a must.
Mm-hmm.
And that just speaks, like, he lives on the Lenin Street, and then that represents his. And even he says in the songs, the nail's been...
Like the propaganda's been hammered into your head like nails.
Thank you so much for translation. English second language
to proper
English. But
that's what you said before. Why couldn't you just say that again?
I forgot the word.
You said it perfectly when the mic wasn't turned on.
Sorry. Ruined the good sentence.
But actually, that raised another question for me because... it's been almost 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall and the dissolving of the Soviet Union. And so there's, you know, there's a whole generation of young adults now who never knew that, that never experienced that part of their past. And so what is Russia like today, and how do they look at the days of the Soviet Union?
Depends where you raised and who you raised by.
Yeah.
But mostly from people I know, they look a little bit down and a little bit negative on the communism part of the Soviet history.
Yeah.
Because of what happened, and all obviously older generation, they grass was greener back then, and mm-hmm. they would like. But yeah, young adults look at this as really how it was the strict and totalitar
yeah.
Type of history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glad it's history and not present.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. All right, so now we're going to hear from Billy's band.
Yeah.
So who's Billy's band?
They started as a cover band of Tom Waits.
Oh, wow.
That was...
Okay, that explains a couple of things.
Right. And they, I don't want to sound negative, but they've been ripping it off completely.
Yeah.
So before the songs, he tells the stories, and the stories about the lonely alcoholic and all this, you know, very, very yeah. similar to certain Tom Waits aspect of his art. And yeah, they've been doing this. They've been doing it for over 15 years. Started as a cover band, Tom Waits, developed their style. Still one of the biggest bands in.
So they're still going. Yeah.
Yeah. I like them when they just happened. I like them a lot. I still like them, but I saw them about 3 times in a row, and he told the same stories before the same songs.
Yeah.
You can come up with a good story.
No, you gotta refresh your material.
Exactly. And the third time I was like, this isn't good enough. Yeah. But song is still great.
Song is still great. Now, Matthew, this is the song that gets played at the end of Act 2.
Okay.
When they were visiting the who they thought was the government inspector.
Right.
This is sort of
the reveal.
Yes. Well, the supposed reveal that they think they found their man, and now they're going to take him under their wing and do what they can to bribe him and coerce him into writing good report.
And he's taken all of their money and all of their daughters and what have you. And he's gotten the hell out of town because they realize he's going to get found out.
Well, this isn't that point. This is the end of scene two, act one.
Oh, pardon me, pardon me.
Yeah. This is sort of just as things are starting to cook up.
All right. They're going to go show him the town and bribe him up.
Yeah, exactly.
Все по-питерски. Может позвонить друзьям, да смысла в этом нет. Все они на дачах, да и поздний час. Я пойду один пешком встречать рассвет.
прорвемся под питерский. На скамеечке, вероятно, даже где-то благодарен я. Вот приехал, здравствуй, моя девочка. Ведь летом можно гулять круглосуточно, и завтра ты свободна.
Oh yeah, that's Billy's band playing the transition from Act 1, Scene 2 to Act 1, Scene 3 of The Government Inspector at the Jericho Arts Center until April 17th. And director Matthew Bissett is here, and our own Russian Tim from CITR's Rocket from Russia, heard Tuesdays now?
Tuesday at 10:30. Yeah.
Tuesday at 10:30. Oh, there you go. Yeah. So don't miss that. So we got a couple more pieces to play. Now this next one wasn't supplied by Tim. Unfortunately, I went through. He sent me so much material and filled up my Dropbox, but we couldn't quite find something in that collection that matched what the directions in the script called for. Which was this is the reveal of our hero.
Yeah. The beginning of scene two. The first time we see him.
Yeah.
His name's Helestikov. And he turns around. He's like the epitome of an early 1800s romantic hero.
Mm-hmm.
And he's decided he's going to commit suicide. And he turns around and looks at the audience, walks downstage in the spotlight, and has his old-time pistol.
Yeah.
And he stands there trying to figure out whether or not he's going to actually kill himself. So we needed something to introduce a romantic hero that would be sort of the soundtrack that is in his head as he's dreaming about. Because he's a narcissist, and what he really wants is to be known for a beautiful death. He doesn't really want to die. He's just decided that's the only way he's ever going to be famous, essentially.
And who better to present that than Dmitri Shostakovich? And here he is with waltz number 2. And then at some point along here, he gets interrupted by his servant and the gun goes off. And,
yep.
Oh, man.
Things and fall serious. From the ceiling. Yeah. And, you
know. All right. We've got time for one more piece. And this is the bows. This is the end of the show. Everything's been wrapped up and resolved and the audience can go home happy. And when I told Tim who I picked for that, he got all excited. Tell us about Sector Gaza.
Wow, this is amazing. Like, this is the best. Thank you so much for picking this. This is the first Soviet punk rock band which made it big. And they call, we will hear a song called Kolkhozny Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what kolkhoz is?
No, tell me.
This is where, oh, I will again use my English second language, but this is where people used to go and grow, leave and grow all the vegetables, all that stuff. And
like so, a collective farm?
Yeah, kind of like a village.
Oh, I see, okay.
So that's, that's the thing. Yeah. And this is like village punk rock.
Right.
And he talks about being a punk rocker in a village.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks about, like, it's so, the lyrics are so funny, it's so catchy, it's so, it's a party song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a big party. This is a big party song. And that's it. We're all out of time. Thanks, both of you guys, for coming in. Rush and Tim, heard on Rocket from Russia every Tuesday at 10:30. Matthew Bissett, Director of the Government Inspector, on now at the Jericho Art Center until April 17th.
Da, comrade.
You betcha. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Well, Eric is here for Femme Concept. And at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the Human Serviette. Dave Radio returns at this same time next week. Bye-bye.
From the For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.